Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the Korean War. Korea was at the forefront of a profound change in American society. Thousands of Americans first experienced racial integration there, on the front lines, blacks and whites fighting side by side in a newly desegregated military. American Radio Works correspondent Stephen Smith has this story.
My name is Ike Gardner. I'm from Lynch, Kentucky. I enlisted in the Army because I didn't want to go into coal mines.
Eddie Wright, everything that I did in the military was better than what I experienced in the fields, you know, in Georgia.
I'm William F. Peterson. Most people call me Bill. And I think I said I'd rather go to Korea because at least you issued me a rifle and I'm allowed to use it. Now, if I went to Biloxi, Mississippi, it might be used on me.
For the blacks who enlisted in the military after World War II, there was a new promise of racial equality. In 1948, President Truman had ordered the armed forces to integrate. But the military moved slowly on Truman's order. So when the Korean War broke out 2 years later in 1950, many units were still segregated. Some of the first troops sent in to battle the North Koreans were those serving on occupation duty in Japan. Among them, the 24th Army Infantry Regiment, one of the military's most famous all-black units, and one of its last.
We were riflemen. We were the first line of defense. I was close enough to smell their breath at time.
Military planners expected Korea to be a brief police action to scare the communists back to North Korea.
We weren't too well supplied. Yeah, because, see, we were under the impression that we were going to be home for Christmas, and they really thought it was going to be a cakewalk.
My name is James H. Lacey. My job was to repair all weapons in my company. The weapons were in bad shape. These are old weapons that they had from World War II, and it kept me going all day and all night repairing weapons and fighting.
Besides lacking decent boots, ammunition, and cold weather gear, the men of the 24th had a bigger problem.
James Williams, the 24th Regiment, I'll say maybe 70% of the troops wasn't infantry trained. They just got a bunch of guys hardly know one end of the rifle from another.
The 24th Infantry had a proud fighting history. They were nicknamed the Buffalo Soldiers during the Indian Wars in the American West. But the U.S. wasn't expecting to go into battle so soon after World War II. In the years leading up to Korea, the Buffalo Soldiers, like many other units, got inadequate combat training.
Up at the front, 30 miles north of Daejeon on 7 July, United States infantrymen have been forced to withdraw before North Korean tank columns. Their routine is to dig in, fire, withdraw, dig in, and fire again, on practically an around-the-clock schedule.
My name is Jesse Brown, and they were fine at us with everything they had. And guys was first time they heard me and hollering and crying, and the first time I smelt as much blood as I smelt laying there in the ground. And we couldn't see one another. We were just calling out, who's hit? Who's hit? They were hollering, medic, medic, medic.
GIs fought to take a town or a hill, but didn't get enough reinforcement and had to pull back, each man scrambling to safety on his own. A new term was coined in Korea for such an inglorious retreat, bugging out.
They said the deuce four was always on the run. Well, every outfit I seen in Korea was always on the run. And I fought with all white outfit. They did the same thing that the 24th did.
Senior Army commanders blamed the all-black 24th Infantry for bugging out more often than white units. And there were other differences. In white outfits where men bugged out, officers in charge were transferred or demoted.
The 24th Infantry, nothing changed. No officers were fired. It just went on like before.
Army historian William Hammond.
Not everybody runs. Not even the majority runs. But it weakens the whole organization. The unit as a whole was not working and it was not being fixed, because nobody expected black people to do anything different.
Within a few months, the Army cracked down hard. 60 men of the 24th Infantry Regiment were court-martialed for cowardice, a number far higher than the whites in their division. Hammond says the outfit was snakebit, their reputation poisoned. In October of 1951, after more than a year of combat in Korea, the Army disbanded the Buffalo Soldiers.
It hurt. I was hurt because when the United States Army was being pushed back to the Japan Sea, they called on my regiment and me and us, I was there, to hold that perimeter. We held that perimeter and we did not fall back. And they did not push us into Japan Sea. It was my regiment, the 24th Regiment, that held that perimeter.
4 decades later, Army historians would review the 24th's record and find that its men, individually, fought as bravely and often as well as any others, white or black. But prejudice and poor leadership doomed the 24th. To those in the military who favored integration, the 24th was an example of why all black units had to go. Segregation was bad for morale. It was inefficient. It was outdated. As the fighting in Korea intensified, the military was under increasing pressure to integrate the ranks of officers and enlisted men.
The 96th Field Artillery Battalion is made up of Negro enlisted men and white and Negro officers. And it's a smooth-running team.
The military brass was divided over integration. Some wanted all the troops they could get, no matter the color. Others said whites and blacks would fight each other instead of the enemy. Korea would prove that wrong.
You've heard that there are no atheists in foxholes. There are no bigots.
John Cannon was a paratrooper in Korea.
You want somebody, you can be polka dot. You get to love him. You get to look out for him. He gets to look out for you. And you get to love him.
On top of sharing a foxhole, integration meant sharing mess halls and showers. For many a young man, black or white, the integrated military was the first time he came so close to the other race.
I'm John B. Jackson. I came out of a segregated community in Texas. So when I went into the Army, then we had to sleep with the different races. And it was just, I was in shock that we were sleeping bunk to bunk.
My name is Charles Day, and I'm from Panola, Texas. And I was with the 999 in Korea. I was probably the second white man in a battery. I said, my Lord, what have I got into? You know, to me, they could do a more efficient job between themselves than having some white dude interfering with them.
Black veteran Samuel King also belonged to the 999th Artillery.
When they brought white in, and I remember the first guy we got, and his name was Lucas. And we had these little canvas cots, and you kind of make it up like home. And Lucas had his girlfriend picture on the thing. And, you know, the guys would just go up and take the picture off of that and say, well, she's staying with me tonight, you know. And so Lucas looked at us, and it might have been because he was only white in the outfit with 20-some other guys, black. So maybe he didn't say anything.
In dozens of interviews 50 years later, black and white veterans of Korea remember integration as generally smooth and peaceful. But there were certainly problems, especially when it came to the new experience of blacks commanding whites. Mark Hanna of Wichita, Kansas, was assigned to lead a white combat unit.
They didn't want me to become their squad leader, and they said, well, we'll just kill the nigger. We never had a nigger to tell me what to do, and we're not going to have one to tell me now.
The commander offered Hanna a choice, stay and be his Jeep driver or find another unit. Hanna transferred out. Enemy propaganda tried to exploit racial tensions among the U.S. troops. Static-filled radio broadcasts from the Chinese capital of Peking tried to stir up outrage among blacks about fighting for a segregated democracy. Combat veterans Curtis Morrow and Samuel King say the enemy would also drop leaflets into their foxholes.
I know we all saw the pictures of a black man being hung and a bunch of white faces eating popcorn and little kids standing there jeering and laughing and so forth. And at the end of the caption beneath the picture, they would have, why are you here? I mean, why are you fighting us?
It was an embarrassment to us, for somebody in a foreign country to know how we're being treated. And we over here fighting these people to make it better for somebody back home. When we get back home, it's not going to be any better. And we knew that, see. Yet and still, we had a job to do, that we felt that we should do it.
Going to check me on that, John?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is my first experience with colored troops.
It is one of the best shooting outfits that I ever seen.
To fight the Cold War propaganda battle, the U.S. military made a proud display of integration success stories. This installment of Time for Defense contradicted one stereotype, that blacks were poor soldiers, while repeating another.
No story about the American Negro soldier would be complete without a spiritual. So let's return to the 96th for just a bit more while some of the resting gunners sing, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Yes, I'm on the battlefield
It would take decades for blacks to overcome blatant prejudice in the U.S. military. But President Truman's desegregation order was an historic opportunity for men like Bill Peterson.
I went from a high school dropout to almost a graduate degree. I don't believe I would have gotten that far necessarily in civilian life. I think the history will reflect that the military led the way and is still leading the way for integration and people of color, to include women, in leadership roles.
I found out they're smart. Some of them are smart as whips.
The integrated military also meant that millions of whites went home with new knowledge about blacks. Charles Day was one of them.
As a kid, I just thought, well, they kind of maybe not as good as me or something. Now, that opinion changed drastically when I got to career, after a period.
Do you think it was a good thing that the Army was integrated?
Yes, in a way, it changed some opinions, I'm sure, like it did me.
Historian Philip Klinkner says Korea would lay crucial groundwork for the growing civil rights movement in the U.S.
I think it showed African Americans, as well as white Americans, that integrated institutions could work, that a lot of the sort of intellectual and pragmatic arguments that were made for Jim Crow institutions really were shown to be myths, and that America could move towards a more integrated society without some sort of crisis setting in.
Still, many black veterans say their service in Korea has been overlooked. Veteran Nathan Street remembers helping one wounded black soldier who he says fought for a country which, at the time, scarcely deserved his sacrifice.
He was hit in the head and the chest, and he was breathing heavy like he was snoring. There was blood in his lungs. We got him down, carried him down the hill, and I seen the medic later, and I asked him, how did he make it? He said he died. And I didn't know him. I wish I could tell his family. We tried. And then I think he gave his life for what? He probably couldn't vote where he came from. But things like that haunt me.
More than 3,000 African Americans died in Korea. Some veterans feel they are the forgotten soldiers of a forgotten war. In the years after Korea, the U.S. military would become America's most integrated social institution, producing hundreds of black generals, offering education, job training, and solid careers for African Americans. Black Korean War veterans say they are the generation that made it possible for one well-known African American soldier, Colin Powell, to rise to the military's top rank, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and now Secretary of State. For NPR News and American Radio Works, I'm Stephen Smith.
American Radio Works is the national documentary unit of Minnesota Public Radio. For more information on this story, visit our website at npr.org.